We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
Oh, he nasty. Okay. Guys, we just got the last samples to our coffee company that we're starting. I just got to say, we know our shit, bitch. That's
not to
all.
Toot our fucking horn, but this is like probably the best coffee I've ever had.
So. It's so good.
It's really good.
I'm just so excited because this is something that we've been wanting to do, and it's so close to being there.
And we all the time we go to gas stations, we try different coffees, and I can't believe we never thought to just do our own.
Yeah.
Since we're so picky with our coffees. So let's just do our own coffee and have our own flavors
because
and have our own thing.
We know what we want.
Exactly.
We teamed up with a fourth generation roast master.
Oh.
Who his family and family and family has been doing this and perfecting coffee beans and blending them together to come up with like exactly what you want. And it's so exciting because I didn't realize how much goes into this stuff.
Yeah.
So like when we jumped into it, it's been so overwhelming but so exciting for the both of us.
And it's so cool that we got to go to the actual factory and like watch our coffee being made and
literally
and like just be hands in. What do you call that, hands in, being hands in?
I think hands on.
Hands on.
Get your hand out of the coffee, baby.
So getting
hands on
right
and just, being part of the process. I think that's really cool. And like
it's
for
so
us to like just do that together is really fucking awesome.
We were walking around with our bonnet and our beard mask.
I almost felt like we're doing our own palette.
Yeah.
Our own makeup
right?
palette.
But we have a couple different flavors we're coming out with K-cups, coffee grinds, I don't want to give away too much, but we got some goodies coming for you guys, and we're so excited to share that with you.
Oh my, and the name? The name of the coffee?
Don't say it yet.
I'm not going to say it, but like, I just want them to get really excited for
I
it.
I know.
Like, I still, to this day, see you guys use this word. Like on tweets, on our comments, you still use it. So it makes us feel really good
that
we're using it as our name.
It's going to hit home to all of our little coffee beans out there.
Exactly.
So we're really excited.
Y'all just got to, here's a hint. Y'all got to think back in the Vine days.
Ooh,
you
stop.
Know?
He's saying too much now. All right, guys. Well, all right, let's roll the intro before he goes away.
It's Coffee Talk, baby.
Woo!
Yeah. Woo!
I got my leg up on that one. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I am one of your hosts, Heath.
And I am one of your hosts, Zane.
We gotta find a better way to say that.
Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Where's Zane and Heath, baby?
Let's get right into it.
Me and Mariah were on Regis and I keep calling it Regis. We were on Ryan and Kelly. Kelly.
Oh, Kelly Rowland. We were on Kelly Rowland's music video, guys.
We were on Kelly and... Kelly and Ryan and
are you sure it's Kelly
that,
and
it
Ryan?
It just doesn't flow.
It's Kelly and Ryan. Or is it Ryan and
it's
Kelly?
It's correct, but it doesn't
it's
flow.
Kelly and Ryan.
Ryan and Kelly sounds much better.
It does because it used to be Regis and Kelly.
Oh.
But so I think it was too
But it
close.
Used to be Regis and Kathy.
Yes.
Wait,
remember
right.
Kathy
yeah.
Lee
uh-huh.
back in the day?
Oh, they
that's
just
like,
be swapping all these bitches.
I
right?
know.
So they actually played a TikTok that me and Mariah did on the show.
And it's crazy because you just put that TikTok out like 4 days
last,
ago?
Yeah.
Which TikTok was it?
The one where I'm like on top of her.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Oh, okay.
Whoa,
isn't
TV.
This a children's app?
I was on top of her and like we lay back and
we were counterbalancing.
Sure.
Oh, yes, that like big trend.
Yeah.
But you guys didn't start it, right?
No.
It was funny because Howie Mandel was on the show and he was explaining TikTok because he loves TikTok so much. So he pulled up. I don't even think he realized that was your guys' TikTok.
Yeah,
I bet he did. I bet he did.
I don't think
or
he
he's never
did.
Met Howie. Have you met Howie?
I've met him like 10 times.
Oh, okay. So he definitely knows then. He definitely knows.
But every time I see him, he always gives me the look like, nice to meet you.
No, he doesn't.
Well, I love that you're trying to do
shake
a hand.
But it's that look. You know what I mean?
That's how everybody knows your lines. Like, he wouldn't shake your hand.
Interesting. No, he does give me like a look like he kind of remembers me, but not really.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
But they did, they tagged you on their Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tagged you too.
They tried to tag you.
At Mariah Motto.
They put Mariah Motto.
Oh, did they really?
It's taggable, so you go to it, and it goes to some like random girl. She's probably like, "What? That's not me."
So did they try to recreate it? Did they successfully do it?
Yeah.
Matt spelled my name wrong.
Hold on, I have to be focused in the conversation, Mariah.
Matt
is
really, really bad at spelling. Whenever I see like the formatting of the show, he has like a typo in every single bullet.
I know. What...
Okay, automatopoeia.
It's called
automato. I think I spelled it right on the.
No, you did not. Yeah. You said. Oh my god.
Yo, let's talk about this real quick. So I decided to film a Are You Smarter Than a Fourth Grader video, which was the worst decision I've ever made because I basically put me and Mariah both on the spot heavy.
On blast.
They were pretty tough questions. I still stand by how like those questions were pretty tough. I know the answer. I've heard the answers before, but I don't like remember it. You know what I mean?
I mean, yes, they are questions where it's not like they're super hard.
Shut up.
But
fuck you, Matt.
I just didn't remember it. No, I just think you didn't learn it.
Being smart is all about memory.
It is. I'm the worst with memory. So I can't memorize shit. You give me a script, I won't remember anything on the script after I read it.
Maybe it's all right.
It's okay. We're street smart, not book smart.
We're street smart.
Exactly. So
you chose books, we chose looks. Exactly.
It was really depressing. Me and Mariah, we kind of looked at each other. We're like, damn, this is very bad. We actually really considered not to even post the video.
Yeah, Zane was contemplating it.
It was so bad. But like with Mariah's intense, great editing skills, we were able to make it look good. Because we cut out a lot of awkwardness in there because me and Mariah were just like...
Made them look good.
There was some tension in the air after we filmed that.
Oh my God, it was so awkward.
I thought it was the end of the podcast. I was like, it's all downhill from here.
I was like tearing up at one point.
Mariah like walked out and then I was sitting here, I was like, did I say anything? Should I have said something? Matt was like, oh my God, this is so bad.
Honestly, I was like, Heath, no, you're fine. It's really just embarrassed me because I feel the same way too. You're fine, Heath. We're just embarrassed.
Oh, and Zane was in such like a sad mood on the ride home. He goes, I feel so bad. I feel so bad. I should have never filmed that. And he was just in the worst mood. And I was trying to like play music. So I was like, I'm just going to play sad music. And he's like, are you putting on sad songs?
Everybody hurts.
No, the song almost sounded like that song.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, Matt, are you going to play this song? And he's like, dude, in sad moments, you got to play sad songs. I'm like, I don't think that's how it works.
Well, but then I didn't want to put you in a worse mood because you would be like me playing a happy song and you'd be like, I'm not
in the
mood.
You got him right, Matt.
No, it was like a really depressing night. I remember I texted you. I was like, God, it was just a really rough night.
Because you knew exactly how I felt, too.
Yeah, so no, I knew exactly.
And Matt,
I told you guys from the beginning, I was like, okay, but I'm telling you, like, I'm going to embarrass myself. And Zane's like, no, trust me, it's going to be all me.
Remember we were going to play the game on the podcast? We couldn't edit that shit. Imagine us trying to...
Oh, my God.
That could have gone
sour. That would have been real. We wouldn't have a podcast. Yeah. We'd have to...
Okay, but speaking of memory, though, can you even remember your birthday that happened this past
Absolutely
Monday?
Not. Oh. You know what, bitch? It was my birthday. Yeah, I had a little too much to drink in. Yes, I had a little too much fun. So, you know what?
His face did not say fun when I was checking up on him throughout the night.
I just remember, like, I remember walking in and immediately regretting having a... Because I didn't really want to have a birthday. I really wanted to skip this year. Because it was the three nights before my birthday... We went out every night and like really went hard.
I saw the stories. You guys were going hard.
We were, because there was something going on every night.
I know Todd was celebrating his book release.
Exactly,
we were celebrating just the midnight of Zane's birthday.
And I was at NASCAR.
And you know what? And that was like, I was fine with that. And we were at Saddle Ranch celebrating for Todd's book. And you know what? We all got a little drunk and came up with the idea of renting out Saddle Ranch, which was, not a good idea. Because I woke up, I remember waking up the next day, I was just like, I shouldn't have done that. But I already bought it, so we have to do it.
What was your theme?
The theme was, wear black to black out.
Oh.
Very fitting.
Very appropriate.
Very good.
And there's rainbow balloons and rainbow ball pits.
Oh, yeah. Whoever decorated it looked like Zane's coming out party. I walked in and I was like.
I remember walking in and immediately regretting, but everybody was there. It was a lot of fun. I remember everybody having a good time.
It's just funny because everybody saw Zane and it's like, oh, let's take a shot with the birthday boy. What people don't realize is like, you just made him take 15 shots because 15 different people wanted to take a shot.
Yeah, and I definitely at some point, I did not remember those shots being taken because I just don't think I was even there at that point.
Yeah, Zane went downhill quick.
Yeah, and then David had a surprise for me. And I think he should have done the surprise a little sooner because at this point, I was really... really just drunk. And I remember he was, David was like, all right, put this blindfold on. I was just like, oh my God, I'm so drunk. I can't do this right now. He puts on the blindfold on Matt too. And I was like, at that point, I was like,
yeah,
your gears are going. I couldn't really think though at this moment. All I know was like, oh my God, what's going to happen?
Zane's probably thinking, well, if Matt has a blindfold on, then it's probably not a car for me. Like, it's like something that's not a singular gift for me. Like, no. Matt has to be involved. But yeah, go on.
I didn't, I didn't think it was a person. I just thought it was something.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
What did you think?
I was like, deep down, I was like, it's either Lord, Lord the singer.
Like Lord himself. Like Jesus Christ.
Or Miss Juicy. Like,
wow.
Imagine how Lord would have opened up, because you know how Miss Juicy was like, it's Miss Juicy, baby.
I wonder what Lord would have done.
But explain who Miss Juicy is.
All right, Miss Juicy, baby. She is a contestant.
A TV personality.
She's a TV personality on the show Little Women of Atlanta.
Yes.
And Matt and I do not watch the show at all. We've never seen the show, but we do watch her clips.
Yeah.
That service on the internet. So
like
we'll
the best of
the
Ms.
best
Juicy.
Of Miss Juicy, baby. And we'll watch that. And she's just the sassiest, funniest, like, person to
oh
watch.
Yeah.
I don't even think she realizes that. It's more like she's just a meme. She just happens to be that, and she doesn't realize.
Yeah, because like reality shows, there's like always like really crazy personalities on it, and sometimes they can just be like kind of like annoying. But Miss Juicy, she is the realest there. She calls out everybody on their bullshit, and she just brings the whole show together.
She brings the juice and the funny.
Oh,
exactly.
Yes. My favorite one is, so what the hell we gonna do now?
My favorite is like, girl, I hope you get it together. Is there anything else you want?
She was such a good sport the entire.
Yeah, she was
I just
very
remember,
sweet.
I remembered like picking her up, and she was just totally fine with it because I watched like videos.
I literally called that. I was like, Zane is gonna pick her up within like the first 5 minutes, and he's gonna be like this, like dancing. I'm like, oh, here we go.
And I did, but she seemed so fine with it. Like in the video, she was just like really happy. So that made me really happy.
She posted on her Instagram like 4 different stories on her main feed of you guys.
She was super excited about it too.
She's having a blast.
She's like, are you crying?
So you had a lot of fun with Miss Juicy Baby.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And you guys, I didn't remember this happening, but apparently I fell asleep on the bathroom floor.
Well, Zane got lost for an hour. And I'm like, wait, I haven't seen Zane in a minute. And I'm going around to everybody. I'm like, yo, has anybody seen Zane? And they're like, no. No, we haven't. And then
I know someone was like, you came up to me and you were like, can you check your my iPhone to see like where Zane's location is? Like, we thought you were like,
but it showed you were still at Saddle Ranch.
Yeah.
And I literally couldn't find you anywhere.
Guys, I would never leave y'all. You think I would just leave you?
Baby, you're gone.
Your piss story says otherwise.
I was physically there, but I wasn't mentally there.
And
you
then
know what I'm saying?
I don't remember who told me, but somebody was like, yeah, I saw Zane in the bathroom and I'm pretty sure he was eating a girl out. And I was like, Zane, my baby Zane,
bathroom floor.
I was like, that sounds out of character. So it was the girl that was in David's vlog with Jason, where she was like sitting on his face, basically.
Yeah, and somebody was saying it was like a stripper. I was like, there was a stripper at my birthday. I 100% know there was not a stripper at my birthday.
There were so many rumors.
And it ended up being that lady that was in David's.
So I couldn't find Zane. So I go into the bathroom. There was one stall that was like locked, and I'm banging on the door, and nobody's answering.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, this has got to be him. So I was like, peeked over the top of the stall, and Zane.
Oh, he's just slumped over.
Was that on the toilet?
Yeah.
I love sitting on the toilet when I'm drunk. Like, I'll just go on the toilet. I chill.
And we're like, yep, sure enough.
But you know what? It's like, it's my safe space. It's a safe haven.
Were his pants down, or was he just like having a thought?
Always. We get him up, and then he opens the door, and he literally opens the door up to me, and I look at him, and there's just red all over his face, and I was like, oh my God, the rumors are true. Oh my God. But it was icing.
It was cake.
Oh, no.
All in the cake.
I don't know how nobody got that, because the whole time I took cake and was just like, nobody saw that apparently. They just saw me coming out of the bathroom with the red face.
I was like, oh my, he really on one. It was a crazy night for Zane. And
yeah, it was crazy. But you know, it's my birthday. You gotta.
He's a survivor. He ain't gonna give up.
Yeah, but definitely, I'm taking a break. Taking a break from any type of liquor. You know, I can't do that. That was rough.
But it was your party. You know,
it was my birthday.
Yeah,
exactly.
I wouldn't expect anything.
Yeah,
you have every right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bragging about it.
Yeah, I blacked out.
Can you guys do that?
Yeah, I blacked out.
Can you lock yourself in a bathroom?
Didn't think so. Did you guys see the Tesla, the new Tesla truck?
Oh,
did we cyber, see it? Cybertruck.
Cybertruck. I'm sorry, Cybertruck.
It literally broke the internet in a bad way.
Oh.
It is, I don't want to talk shit, but like it is
no,
the
talk
most
shit, man.
It, hideous thing I've ever seen.
It like it looks like, remember when I was designing my old house? The interior design? That's what it looked
it
like.
It looks like an LA shed. Like straight up.
But no car should look like that. That's what like little kid, when little kids draw cars, like what they right. want their cars to look like, that's what it looks like.
What were you expecting?
A lot of people saw the renders. And the renders, like, I was like, oh wow, it looks like a Tesla, but it looks like a truck. It's pretty cool.
It looked pretty good. The three renders that you showed us, yeah. it looked pretty it looks nice.
Like, this shit came out looking like a stealth bomber.
like something you find on Mars.
No, he made it because it's going to be the first car to drive on Mars. Like, we're not on Mars right now.
Doesn't the city have to approve these, like, car designs? Like, it looks really aggressive. It doesn't look like something that should be driving around in the streets. It'd scare people
There's
off.
There's no, like, rear view mirrors on the outside.
It's really bizarre. And the lights are just the I don't know.
And the inside, it looks like a modern kitchen counter. Like, yeah. It's all marble.
They're going to be playing this clip in the future of us just, like, saying how we hated the first new revolution of design in cars.
We all have one. We all have one.
Oh my god.
But it's so weird.
It's very weird.
And then in the live, they were testing the glass, so they throw the rock and it breaks the glass. How did they not make sure that wasn't going
to
happen?
You have to run tests.
I have a feeling they did it on purpose.
Why?
Because we're talking awareness. About it.
That's
like,
true.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it was like a publicity stunt. How does Tesla, the leader in rocket technology, not test out bulletproof, like shatterproof windows before it brings that out?
I'm sure Elon saw the renders, all those renders. And I'm sure he saw them and was like, you know what?
We're going to fuck him up on this one.
Do you think the design of the car was because they were focused so much on making it like being able to tow a lot of weight, getting really fast? Like, they had to make compromises with the design to achieve their technical.
It doesn't have that much towing. I think it said 15,000 towing capacity.
Oh, really?
That's nothing compared to other trucks.
Did you hear the rumor that it was like apparently going to be able to tow a rocket?
If a rocket can go through the car door window, then I don't think it can tow a rocket.
Not
like a rocket.
The thing is, like, I think the ATV is cool. I think the ATV is great.
The ATV is actually sick. It looks pretty sick.
The truck just looks so silly.
It's so
goofy.
And
the price doesn't make sense either. It looks like a $200,000 car, but it's $40,000.
What?
It's
$40,000. Yeah, there's like three different levels. I think there's 50 something, and then 70 is the highest.
Paying 40 grand and you drive that on the street, it makes no sense.
Can you even like fit it in a parking space? Like it looks abnormally large. Yeah. It looks like a camper.
But also what's confusing is like, yeah, they're saying it's going to be like 40,000, but I remember when the Model 3 was coming out, it was like, this is the affordable, everybody can afford this Tesla. Like, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
It was like, this is the $30,000 Tesla everybody's going to have. And then everybody I know that has one, it was like $70,000.
They do those sales where it's like, you're saving this much money because you don't have to pay for gas. You don't have to pay for this.
Right.
So they take all that out in the beginning, but like you still have to pay.
Exactly. Yeah.
I didn't understand. When I bought my Tesla for 2 days, thank God they have a 10-day return policy because it would suck. But it went from like 70,000 to like 110,000.
Yeah, because they're like, okay, we're estimating you're going to keep the car for 30 years. Yeah. This is how much you'd spend on gas, which would be $20,000. So take that off the price.
Yeah.
Can I say something though?
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Kind of like what?
The Tesla Cybertruck.
Of course you do.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I think it's
you listen to Elon Musk? Yeah, we got an ass kisser over here on.
No, I think it's like really edgy. Yes, the design is very unconventional, but I find it just revolutionary and just like very unique. And there's nothing like it.
I get it, but I feel like anybody would design something like that, but they would never put it out because people just wouldn't drive that.
It looks to me like if you were to go back to the 1930s and be like, draw a car from the 2020s.
Right.
That's what it
But
that's
I kind of like that, like, I don't
guess
know
it
that,
had to happen sometime.
That straight edge style of
it
the future.
It looks like it's trying to be futuristic.
I just feel like it's going to poke people as it's driving by, you know?
It's going to poke people?
It looks like a battle bot.
That's what it looks
like.
Yeah.
The hammer coming out like, hey, you know what I'm talking about? And then like the spinny thing on the front.
Elon, baby, do your thing. You're rich as fuck. You could do whatever you want. But again, like siding with Matt on this one, when it comes to he's doing it for publicity, like this guy is so fucking rich.
Right.
I could see him putting this out just because people will hate it.
Because like, it's funny.
It's funny. It's like just a joke to him.
Like I totally get it. I mean, in some sort of way, it is kind of cool because it is so different and in your face, like, what the fuck is this?
But if I saw,
I don't know.
I want to show it to like my grandma.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be interesting.
Show it to like grandparents.
$40,000 for a car is still a lot.
I know it's a lot, but like it doesn't look like a $40,000 car.
Hold on. Speaking of cars, can we talk about what happened today though?
I'm scared to talk about it because I feel like my video's not going to come out before this podcast.
No, it's going to come out. It's going
to
come out.
No, well, this is going to this will motivate you to upload.
This will motivate me to upload. Okay, but guys, I got a Lamborghini Urus.
Oh, my God.
That means my credit went through.
Oh, my. Lord knows how.
But, Zane, didn't you have a Tesla and a Range Rover?
Yes, I did. I'm very indecisive, as you can tell. So yeah, no, it wasn't like a special getting my first car feeling, but it was a special, I have a fucking Lamborghini feeling, right. which is insane. And I just wanted to match with Heath. Mm. I wanted to match with Heath a little bit.
I think you made a financially responsible.
That was not.
No, I mean.
My financial advisor was like, do not get it. And I was like, I'm going to get it.
He said, put it on the Amex. Obviously, almost every car decision is going to be financially irresponsible, and it's a depreciating asset.
It is.
You're going to lose money regardless, and I'd rather lose in a Lamborghini.
Like a year ago, I saw the Urus for the first time. I was in it, but I never drove it, and I was in love with it. I felt so comfortable in it. It felt like I was in my Jeep again. It just felt like an SUV, and it was fucking crazy because it was a Lamborghini. And then, 4 months ago, a kid that we met takes us for a spin in his Urus, and he knows how to drive it. He's like a professional Urus driver, and he really showed us the most you can do with a Urus, and it's fucking insane. It was like a roller coaster. It was better than a roller coaster.
It feels like what you think the Cybertruck would drive like.
Like, we got to take them both with that kid that we met for a ride.
Just let me drive you guys.
No, I'm not getting behind the wheel of any car with someone who says that they're like really
he's
good.
He's safe.
Oh my God, you are a brat.
He's an idiot.
He's never been in a crash before.
What are you going to name it? Did you name it?
Mariah did.
Ulysses.
Ulysses.
So first name Ulysses, last name Urus. Ulysses Urus.
You leased it?
I actually didn't lease it. I financed it.
There you go.
Which was another bad financial.
I'm just happy I get to ride around in it.
Right.
Matt got so excited when he saw the interior.
This is going to be parked outside my house.
Yeah. I was like that with this G-Wagon, and now with the Lambo. I just can't believe now two of my closest friends have Lamborghini.
It doesn't hurt. It's not illegal to be excited about something.
Listen, like, we are two kids from Florida who don't deserve anything that we have right now, and we're just so thankful and excited to be able to.
Yeah, so many people with like Lamborghinis, the story of how they probably got their money is just like, it was handed to them, or they just like, I don't know.
Wait. Cry a little bit.
And I can't believe you two guys just like self-made.
I mean, mine was given. I didn't even buy it.
But still, that's even better. It's like, it's so cool having friends that are so successful, and they're so humble at the same time.
Everybody knows their place. Everybody knows their lane. Everybody stays in their lane, and like nobody's arrogant.
I wonder if there's like a new person that's like checking us out, and they watch the Are You Smarter Than a Fourth Grader video. Then they're like, oh, let me see what they're up to. You guys have Lamborghinis.
Jesus.
How did this idiot have a Lamborghini?
You know what Casey said to me the other day?
Who?
Neistat. Uh-huh. He was like, the thing about money is that, yes, money makes like people evil or whatever. And like it can make, you know, money's the root of evil or whatever. Yeah. But he said, money makes good people better and bad people worse.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, that is so true. I didn't really think about that.
Yeah. That is such like a Casey Neistat thing he'd say.
Like, and I was like, that's so true. Because like bad people who get a hold of money, like they do even worse things because they're rich and they can.
Mm-hmm.
But people who are good, they get money and then they help and they, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some truth.
Like it really
that.
Hit me. I was like, holy shit, that's cool.
So this all happened today. I surprised Matt with a car. It's so crazy. It's I'm so blessed.
Can I tell you about my new car obsession? What? I know. I talk about cars.
We've been talking about cars for a while, but the conversation's still flowing.
So this past weekend, Mariah and I went to NASCAR.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I know.
You know what's crazy? All of this was sparked because when we were on the cruise, in your Instagram story, Matt and I were talking about, I want to go to NASCAR one day. How cool would that be?
And you guys were hammered.
We were hammer drunk, and you bit my like arm in the video, and I'm like, ow, I want to see cars go fast.
He bit my arm.
I'm
a biter. He's a biter when he drinks, and then his mom told me he almost got kicked out of preschool because he was a biter.
I didn't know this. Well, you're a biter?
Apparently, I was a really bad biter. Like, I used to bite everybody.
Keith, you bit me hard. I wonder if we still have the clip of us on the cruise.
I'll get it, baby.
I don't know why I bit you.
I don't know.
You bite when you drink. I don't know why.
Mariah says it all the time, too. Like, every time I get drunk, she's like, you bit me really hard.
Like, bite, like right here. On your arm.
Yes, that's right where he bit me. Yeah. Well, you have an oral fixation.
I quit my cigarettes. I need something to do.
But in that clip, I mentioned like, oh, I want to go to NASCAR. I want to see cars go fast. And somebody who was watching the Instagram stories from NASCAR reached out. But somehow I got cut from the invite. And you two got to go.
I don't know how I got cut out. That was my Instagram story.
It was the craziest. Like, obviously, I've seen NASCAR on TV, and I'm like, oh, that'd be kind of cool.
I've watched Cars, the movie.
Right, exactly. So she knows exactly what it's about.
Yeah.
No, but being there in person and feeling the hype, the energy, just...
It was like your adrenaline was going the entire
time. Dude, I recommend everybody go to it at least once.
No, like, we weren't interested in NASCAR going into it. We knew nothing about it.
We got to go into like the garages and the pits. And basically, imagine if you got to go to like a basketball game, you're going to the Laker game, and you're in the locker room and the players are around you and you're just like poking, like you were literally walking around.
Oh,
like,
you got to go inside.
Literally where they're like jacking up the cars and like, dude, so crazy.
We didn't have to sit in the stands. We got to stand in one of the pits. Yeah. So when a pit stop happened, we were right there. And
it sound just like,
yes.
They have to do it in 12 seconds.
Dude, and it's.
Oh my God.
If Shane was a big guy, you'd be like,
I couldn't even grab the tire and out of my trunk in 12 seconds.
I couldn't get out of my car in like 12 seconds.
Crazy. That's insane.
It was amazing.
You feel it in you. You know, in Talladega Nights, where she's like, the vibrations of the cars. Like, it really is. Like, you like feel it in you.
It's a really cool feeling.
My first day doing it, I forget a screw and it's like, go. I was like, shit, no.
That'd be bad.
Matt would appreciate this. What? I took some bolts from the ground.
Get out of here.
That's cool. Check this out. I didn't, like, obviously, like, you see it and it's like, that's a race. Like, who's the fastest? Turn left. And it doesn't look like there's that much into it. But we were learning so much that just shaving off the tiniest amounts of weight will make you 0.00002 milliseconds faster around the track.
Whoa.
And they get the car completely scanned before the race.
It goes into this like black like box.
Like a 3D scanner.
And these laser beams are scanning the car.
You do like different modifications. And one of the guys working there came up and showed us a lug nut for one of the wheels. And it was the top groove was shaved down. So you know the threads? One of the top thread was shaved down.
Ooh.
To remove that much like thread.
And they got deducted because that makes them go a little bit faster when they're trying to take the bolt.
Oh, and this happened when you were there.
Yeah.
So were these like people like arguing like, who shaved down the lug nuts?
We didn't see it, but like he came and showed us. He's like, we just caught this one right now. I'm like, how do you? That's
so what happens? He gets.
You have to go back and redo it. There's like
you go in timeout.
Oh no! I thought you just get disqualified. You're caught cheating.
No, there's like three rounds of like review for your car before you can actually.
Oh
race.
Damn!
Like,
they give them a lot of chances, huh?
Sorry, I'm like, this might not be the most exciting, but we met this girl who's a race car driver.
Uh huh.
And she was saying how much goes into it. Like, so if she scrapes a wall with her car, somebody bumps her a little bit, like there's damage to the car and that needs to be fixed when they come back around.
Yeah.
So she'll pull to an outside lane.
Racing, still
while
going.
Racing, she'll just get into a wider lane. Somebody up top, like at the very top of the stadium, has a camera, will snap a picture as she's going by at 200 miles an hour, sends it into your pit crew. They check it out. They're like, okay, this is the damage. So they know exactly what to do when they pull into the pit.
Yo, that would stress me the fuck out. Yes. You have to be so quick and on your toes.
Crazy.
At all times.
Crazy. They can't turn their head while they're driving.
They're straight.
They're only straight. So they can't see if somebody's coming next to them, anything. It's all a radio. Like, you got a guy coming up right now. Coming. Like
oh,
it's,
whoa.
Is it because like they're like they have like
they
a
have their helmet on. And then everything is like locked in so they can't move.
It's crazy how inside those cars is just nothing. Yeah. And just the seat. And that net. It's there's a net, right?
Like we ended up spending like $200 on gear. But it's we knew nothing about NASCAR. I'm in it now.
I'm going to every single one. Talladega, yeah! Dude, NASCAR, taters, titties, beer, let's do it!
Let's do it! I want to go Daytona 500. I want to get like an RV and like camp out in the middle of it.
The
like,
RVs are so cool.
How much is it to be in there, those things?
I don't know. NASCAR was just like, here if you want to come. And like I was like, yeah, that'd be awesome.
People had like their RVs parked, but you can't see the race. So they all had their flat screen TVs outside of it with their little campground.
They put out lights around it and made it look like a fucking front yard. They're all hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, it was
so they could hear the race live, but they're
the
watching it on the TV.
Interesting thing I've ever seen.
We gotta go.
It looks so fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Dude, like I'm so surprised at how much I love it.
I watched a trailer for a movie that's about NASCAR, I believe. Yeah. I think Ford versus whatever.
Well, Ford versus Ferrari.
And the trailer, it's crazy because like I have no interest in like NASCAR, but the trailer looked insane. Like your guys is like when I saw your stories, it looked insane. It's crazy how they make that sport look so fucking exciting. That's what I love about Matt as a roommate because he loves to stay up and watch movies.
Yeah,
and I love to do the same.
Well, that's so funny because every time I talk to you, you're like, have you seen this movie on Netflix? I'm like, no. And like,
that's all we do.
Yeah.
You guys have seen every single movie. I'm like, what the fuck?
It'll be 1:30 at night and I'll be in my bed, like ready to fall asleep. And Matt will go ding, ding, ding. Like after coming back from whatever he's doing, he opens the door. He's like, hey, what's up? And it was just like climbing my bed. And then we're like, yeah, let's watch a movie.
And lately, since I have Disney Plus, I'll like turn on like an old school Disney Channel original movie. And Zane can hear it's like, oh, there's Smart House. he comes in and he's like, is that Brink? Yeah.
No, Disney X is actually insane. Disney At first Plus. When he told me about it, I was like, Disney, it's Disney Plus?
It's Disney Plus. Disney,
Disney X is like the X version.
It's the mature. It's like the porn remix of them.
Yeah, so it's Disney Plus. It's crazy. I thought it was kind of like, oh, whatever. And then when he showed me like what's on there, it's like, whoa. It's like, you know that you can get those movies easily on any other app, but like that one just gives you, it reminds you that movies still exist, you know?
Yeah, they, like throwing it back to Johnny Tsunami.
Yeah. Oh,
all of it.
But you wouldn't think about that, but this app just makes you just
remember.
And
it's crazy how much Disney owns like so many other movies that you wouldn't even think of. Yeah. Like, oh, so anyways, it's my new favorite thing, but recently Zane, well, we had some little late night cravings when we watch movies.
Yeah. I was on the phone with Stas. And she was eating something. I was like, what are you eating? She's like, toaster strudel. I was like, oh my God. I haven't had a toaster strudel in like eight. I haven't actually had one in like 8 years.
It's basically a real Pop-Tart, right? That's what Pop-Tarts
it's
are.
It's just like, strudel. Like, and it's just filled with just jelly filling.
Yeah.
And you toast them up. And I hadn't had one in years because like I had them all the time as a kid. And so Zane Postmates some.
Just one box. I'm pretty sure, I mean, I'm trying to cover on to not seem lazy, but I'm pretty sure we were both drunk when we were watching Smart House. That's why we didn't go pick up strudels. So I pop them in the toaster, and then all of a sudden, like the smell of it comes out, and it was just crazy that the smell brought you right back to middle school.
Trigger memories so much.
Your olfactory receptors.
And Matt was just like, Zane, just smell that. It's like you waking up in the morning, just trying to be quiet in the kitchen while everybody's still sleeping and you're up for
school.
You guys
are saying that like it was a beautiful thing. Like I remember hating waking up in the morning.
I know, but
you remember getting up at like 5 a.m. excited first hour.
It was just nostalgic. I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
It gets out the frosting things. You know how it's just one frosting pack for two strudels. And Zane's like, easy, Matt, easy on your one thing. I'm like, I know, I'm being careful. And Zane's like, yeah, I'm getting some too.
Strudel police over here.
I literally stole another icing while he wasn't looking. I like took two icing.
Well, that was the best part.
I remember that the icing never fully coated the strudel. It was, they always gave you less than what you needed. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take two because I remember it and never filled. So I took the two.
So somebody's got to have a dry ass strudel later on.
Surprisingly, one of the icings does fill up the strudel. It does fill, fully fill. I think they like changed that.
But instead of
the
putting the second one back,
I sat there and sucked it.
So I like was eating my strudel, like coming home. I look back, he has like two packets, just hitting them like little
like
jello go-gurts? Shots, just
like just whippets.
Yeah, just like taking a whippet. But you know what? It's the nostalgia. If that's what he did when you were a kid,
like I don't think I want to eat it again anytime soon. But that it was just I really enjoyed eating.
Well,
that.
We can't eat it again because you ate all the frosting.
Okay, you're
I
right,
think so. my morning go to. Like breakfast pastry was, they were called muffin tops. Do you remember those?
Never heard of them.
Muffin tops?
Muffin tops.
Eggo muffin tops. It was like the top of a muffin. Like it was like a little like dome cap and they were chocolate chip.
No, I remember everything Eggo except for muffin tops.
Oh my God.
The only muffin top I heard is what I have under
my. He is very familiar with those.
I've had a muffin top all my life.
Those are my shits.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Are you guys excited? Are you going to spend it with your family?
I am so excited, but so nervous at the same time.
Oh, yeah, because
our parents are meeting.
Yeah.
They've never met.
They've never met before.
His are in Florida. Mine's Pennsylvania, so they're flying to Pennsylvania.
It's like meet the Fockers.
Oh, yeah.
It's exciting, but I'm like also very nervous for them. I'm like just hoping for the best because it's like it really is everything. Like your family's got a click.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like.
I know.
Your parents are flying to
Pennsylvania.
To her family.
Okay. Was that your idea? Your idea?
His parents were like, I think we're just going to go to Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving. So
they like jokingly said it. They're like, we're going to go to the Poconos. And I was like, okay, mom.
Well, I wish you both the best.
Thank you very
I
much.
I hope things go very nicely and very fun.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Are you going to film it at all?
I think I might.
I think we should do a video with them and test them on.
Oh, parents like, versus parents. That's a good
idea. I was going to test them on today's trendy words. You know how people do that?
Oh, I was getting, next time I saw, I swear to God, this idea too, but I'm doing that with my dad too.
I think it'd be really funny. People have been doing it and it's really funny.
Yeah. Wait,
my dad
really
would be
funny.
Like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
What do you want
me to say? I don't know.
I know my dad would be so just pissed at me having to do this video, so it would just be really funny.
He'd already be like annoyed, so it'd be perfect.
So, yeah.
What do you guys have planned for Thanksgiving?
For me, I'm going to Michigan to our family's lake house. Get to see all my cousins.
Very nice. Ooh.
We play our annual football game. I'm very excited.
I wish my family did that. I wish I had like family football games and like
we do that stuff too. That's we do so like baseball cool. games. And
every
stuff.
Time you're with your family, I watch your stories and like you guys play these like really fun games, like fun outdoor games.
Oh yeah,
like
well
kickball
yeah.
And
this summer it's baseball, turtles versus frogs, and then football, turtle versus
I miss
frogs.
That so
we have
much.
A big old scoreboard. We have
the King family would be the turtle.
I know that's
versus
a, dude,
the
that's
frog.
Some white shit.
We like it. We're festive, and we do the polar plunge during Thanksgiving, where we at like go jump into the lake when it's like freezing cold. And I'm very excited. So that's what I'm gonna do.
I feel like Matt's the most American, like good old boy.
Oh yeah, he also what's that thing that you go to every year? Groundhog Day?
Oh, like Groundhog Day. Well, I've only been once, but I'm going to go again next year.
Of course you're going to. Of course you're going to go again. Like what is it again? It's like everybody gathers together to see the groundhog come out of the hole.
Yes, Zane, it's
Hucks
a very
something.
Historic.
A historic monumental seasonal holiday.
But like the groundhogs? The two groundhogs where it's like
what comes up on Groundhog's Day? What are those things?
The groundhog Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, but what's the story behind it again?
Basically, the groundhog predicts if it's going to be in early spring or a late winter.
Hasn't it not been right for the last like 30 years?
Yeah, but the one he went to, it was.
It was in early spring.
In early spring.
Which is very rare, and it hadn't happened like in like the past.
I just remember Matt like in the groundhog hat, and everybody was just, whoa! And he went back to his face, was like, ah!
I love
like,
Groundhog
what the
Day.
Fuck is going
I love on? It. I love it. And I'm thinking about starting my own chapter for out here, like, too.
What is it, a frat?
No, it's just we all gather around at, like, 4 in the morning and watch the groundhog live on TV.
Y'all, you need to get
weather.
A hobby, Matt.
This is my hobby.
That is a very strong hobby. That is the hobbiest hobby I've ever heard in my life.
Hobbiest hobby.
Fine. Joke about it. Come join me. It's in Pennsylvania, Mariah.
He said, well, when I'm not collecting my stamps, I would like something else to do.
We're just jealous that we don't have like a very cool hobby like that. Oh, sorry. I couldn't even say that.
Zane, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
What am I doing for Thanksgiving? I'm going to Chicago. I was going to stay here because
everybody
says that they stay here for Thanksgiving. So this year I was like, I'm not going to go home. I'm going to stay here with all my friends, and all my friends are going home. So, and I was just home. So I'm going to Chicago.
So you don't value family.
I just saw my family like a week and a half ago.
Sure. I know.
And I'm going to see him again in 2 weeks. So
yeah. I'll be there in Chicago though. Cause I'm doing Todd's book signing, a Q&A thing. And
oh, Natalie, you are.
Yeah. Natalie's birthday. I had a layover from Kalamazoo.
Whoa. Nobody, Matt.
I was.
Remember that one time for my birthday 2 years ago? It was my birthday, and Zane posted a picture of Hedaya.
But she's my sister.
I know, but it was just strange. I don't determine our friendship based on what you post on, like.
Well, obviously you do because you brought it up.
No, I just always remember.
Do you know my birthday?
Your birthday is
October 3rd.
January, no.
It's all right. I don't even know it.
It's Groundhog's Day, February
2nd. We didn't just go on a yacht or anything for it.
Oh, that's right. September, August.
August
17th.
27th.
Shit.
Oh, 27th.
Well, I got the 7, right?
Oh, sorry. I'll put that down my calendar now.
Will Zane join the 27 club?
Someone sent it in. Zane, now you're 27. You know how many celebrities die at 27.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That is a big thing.
That is scary.
The 27 Club?
Who are the celebrities that died?
The celebrities who are in the 27 Club are Amy Winehouse, and Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin. Is it
Yeah,
Morrison?
But me compared to these people, they are so
talented people.
Yeah. But you know, it's all like a conspiracy theory. But people are concerned.
27? Yeah,
that's insane.
I know, right?
She always seems so much older.
Just so mature, just very.
Just be careful, like, Zane. Be careful. This is just gotta have. Be delicate this year, you know?
Don't scare me, guys. You guys are
I know. I'm sorry. It was a little bit of a dark topic.
They all died with a white lighter in their pocket.
That is not true.
I don't think that's true either. That sounds like a...
They all die with a white lighter in their pocket?
That's the thing.
I think so, yeah.
Well, thank God I don't smoke anymore.
Heath always believes some wacky conspiracy. It's a Yes, you do.
Fuck off, Matt.
Oh, Snopes, noting that...
The white lighter thing... Just look it up.
But I think this was also because back then there were only white lighters, right? I'm pulling it up for the folks who are listening, and the fact check says this is false.
And that's another one for the prosecutor.
All right, guys, so that's it for the podcast.
But
whatever, let it be a wives' tale.
Point is, I'm right, you're wrong.
I love
I'm
like
smart,
little conspiracy theories.
I do too.
Like that. Oh man,
they're so fun.
Can we dedicate a whole podcast to talking about conspiracy
yeah,
theories?
Yeah, you guys.
I would love to, but like, I feel like I talked about a conspiracy theory one time, and everybody hated me because like I believed something.
What was it?
I don't remember.
I remember it, and I don't even think we should bring it up on the podcast.
Should we not bring it? Oh, we shouldn't bring it up. Yeah, I know exactly what it is, and we should.
That's another one. That's another one.
I don't know. I got in a big fight with you about that. That was our first fight. We don't even have to go into it.
No, I remember.
I like didn't kind of talk to you for over a week.
Oh, that was nasty.
Oh my God, really?
Or like I just wouldn't like acknowledge you when I would enter rooms and stuff.
Oh my God.
The thing is, when I disagree with somebody, I don't shun them, and I'm not nasty to them.
Ooh.
Well, there's a reason why we're not talking about it right now.
Guys, I know this podcast is unfiltered, but we got to filter some things, okay? And this is one of them. I'm actually down to do a next podcast. I don't know about you guys, but
it'll
I'm down.
It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be really cool.
Nothing like kicking off the holidays with conspiracy.
Hope everybody had a great turkey dinner. We're going to start this off with the moon landing.
Yeah, no, send in conspiracy theories, but also send in like fun games too. Because
You know what was a cool one? You've heard about the Colorado airport?
Yes.
The Denver airport?
The what?
Yes.
Denver airport?
Yeah.
I know, but what about...
People say it's like a bunker for the end of the world, right?
What?
And like there's like
I've
these
never heard
this
of
whole underground thing that they built that just they just abandoned.
There's a giant horse statue. When we went to Colorado,
giant horse statue
with red laser eyes.
It's weird. It's really weird. But then
they're also trolling the conspiracies because they're under construction right now. So all their like construction paper says
under construction or planning the apocalypse or like whatever it is.
So that's a campaign, because they're poking fun at themselves. Yeah, right. That's good. I kind of do believe it, but I think they're just being smart. You know, they're preparing for the end of the world. They're just being prepared.
I have a lot of conspiracy theories in my pocket, but I don't want to bring it up yet because that's a whole podcast. I'm so excited. This is going to be like a 2.5 hour podcast. Maybe that's a promo for our next podcast. So baby, stay tuned, subscribe, make sure to follow.
And we got another promo for you guys. We do have the unfiltered merch that we came out with. If you guys want to check that out, it's selling really fast. And we're out of stock.
Like hotcakes.
Is it really? It's sold out?
It went out of stock twice.
Well, can I say something? Mariah and I don't have any merch. We don't have any unfiltered merch.
I know.
We're part of...
Because Yanni... Fanjoy.co/Zane and Heath.
You can use the promo.
How dare you? How dare you?
It's called Zane and Heath Unfiltered for a reason.
Okay, so y'all buy the merch.
We'll get you guys some for sure.
You guys
we should get custom
merch.
Ones that say like creative director.
Jersey on the back or something. Aww. Like it's got like your name.
But we could put a host and hostess.
Can I say something about the merch?
Yeah.
Not only if you're interested in buying it, if your friend is also a big fan of the podcast, you should get that for them as their Christmas gift. Yeah, it's the perfect gift.
Right, and for all our coffee drinkers out there, we do have the mugs right here.
And the mugs. The mugs,
we've got hoodies, t-shirts, we've got phone cases. We got a whole bunch of stuff. So if you want to check that out, go to fanjoy.co and
/ Zane and Heath.
I don't know if it's actually.
It is. I typed it in the other day. It works. Keep tweeting us pictures and Instagramming us pictures because we're seeing them all.
It's crazy how fast they got them.
Yeah.
Like it's so cool.
They got it in like a day and a half.
I know.
Because my mom sent me a picture and she had it after a day and a half of the release. So they got it.
That's
so
crazy.
Fucking
wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
So if you guys do want to get it as a Christmas present for somebody, it comes in like a day and a half. But don't take my word on it. It happened to be.
And we do see every single one. We see you guys wearing it. We love seeing you guys support us, and it really means a lot to us. So thank you guys. Also, remember to leave comments on the podcast and leave a review for us. We really appreciate that.
Five star
as well.
It helps a lot. Yeah.
I feel like a greedy Uber. Give me 5 stars. Five star.
That's
so funny. Half the Ubers over and always say 5 star. 5 star. I was like, you know what? 5 star. But then they give you a 3.5. You know?
It'd be like
that. One day I saw my Uber was 4.67. I was like, whoa, that's really bad.
Mine is the same. Because I think it's because when we
but
all
I
get...
I behave in my Ubers. I just feel like there's times where there's... I have.
We had
friends.
A rough pass that probably put a pretty bad dent into our scores.
Yeah, I think so. But hopefully the listeners all have a safe and happy holidays.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us and watching us. We really appreciate it. You guys can listen to us every Monday on the podcast app, Spotify platform, all those podcast apps. Mm-hmm. And on Tuesday, you can watch us and our beautiful faces at youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
And we hope you guys have a beautiful Monday. Happy holidays. And we will see you guys next week.
Ciao!
Ooh, very good.
Very good. Cheers. Let's do another cheers.
I just want to say it one more time. It's coffee time,
baby.